We are called to keep our homily short today because the rite itself speaks to us so much. So, my brothers and sisters, here's a short invitation. When we hear yesterday at the Mass of the Lord's Supper, we hear that He loved us until the very end. He loved those who betrayed Him, those who were weak, abandoned Him, those who rejected Him, those who spit on Him, and those who said, crucified Him. We heard every range of emotion and reactions, and the Lord took all of that upon Himself. And on the way to the cross, my brothers and sisters, imagine how heavy that cross is. And He fell many times. And the weight of the cross crushes His bone, His body, and getting whipped, getting hurt. And usually they would offer wine that is mixed with myrrh so that it would numb the pains. But Jesus didn't take that. He did not take wine mixed with myrrh to numb away the pains. That He wanted to endure everything for the love of us. Imagine that. And He waited until the very end to endure all that we as human beings would reject and try to avoid at all costs. He embraced all the torture, every physical thing that was imposed upon Him until the very end. And He waited until the last minute. And before He gave His life as a ransom for many, as a redemption, in order to save us, He asked for His last cup of wine, wine mixed with gall. And He let it touch His lip a little bit. And He said, it is finished. And that's when He gave His life for us. Jesus didn't take the wine mixed with myrrh to numb away the pains. So that we, my brothers and sisters, when we're going through our hard trials and hard days, when we have to suffer, we know deep within ourselves that we have a Redeemer and a Savior who understand. Who understand what it means to be rejected, to be betrayed, to be hurt. But much more than that, who understand what it means to endure all the physical pains that no one else wants. So today, I would like to ask you in a very particular way. Pray for those who are in the hospital, those who are in nursing or convalescence facilities that cannot come to the liturgy today. Those who feel so lonely, abandoned, and isolated, ignored, and forgotten by society. Those who are suffering so much today. Pray for them, my brothers and sisters. And if you're suffering, unite your suffering to the Lord Jesus Christ, who understands what we feel, how we're going through life. He truly loves us until the very end.